Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You ever heard of the term tipping fatigue?
No, I have not.
Okay, I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, wait. Yes, I have. I have heard of it.
And you'll hear about it more.
Yeah, I'll hear about it again.
This hour, I'm going to be talking, defining, because that's kind of a word that's a buzzword today. They're using this a lot because of the size of tips continuing to shrink. Because people are burnt out. You know, you go to a counter and it says, even before the service is, presented.
A gratuity or whatever.
Yeah, here, give me a tip. You haven't done anything yet. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that this hour. You're going to like this. Mortgage rates continuing their upward climb this week. You're not going to like this if you're looking to buy a house or sell a house. Leaping above 7%, adding further pressure on the stagnant housing market. Home buyers, home sellers, watching those mortgage numbers today, and I got them for you. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.07%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.48%. As we're looking at finances and money, stocks ending up today with Wall Street rallying to its best week since President Trump's election. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages finishing higher for the day and week. Markets appear to be optimistic ahead of the Trump presidency. Shares of Intel jumped 9% following a report that the chipmaker is an acquisition target. Shares of both Meta Platforms and Alphabet gained after the Supreme Court upheld a federal law that would ban TikTok nationwide on Sunday unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. And Bitcoin surging with the world's largest crypto topping $104,000. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce and Amazon, the Dow decliners, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, and Travelers. The Dow rising 335 points, the Nasdaq higher by 292, S&P 500 up 59. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Looking at the roads here, we were seeing a lot of our congestion issues die down, as we typically do this time every afternoon. And looking at the roads right now, there's not much going on from what I can see. So if you're dealing with any backups, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, it's 58 degrees, low of 57 tonight. We're going to see those rain chances creep in this evening, bleeding into a pretty damp Saturday with a high of 69, low of 45. Sunday, however, will be cool and dry, high of 53, low of 24.
Pensacola City Council unanimously approving a resolution to distribute $2.2 million in state grant money to repair Bay Bluffs Park. Happened Thursday evening. There was some confusion about what the finished product would actually look like. Councilman Charlie Bear.
I'm going to support it tonight, but I've heard mixed things, like we're going to abandon the boardwalk, just leave it natural nature trails. I heard our Parks and Rec director talked about that there's a boardwalk out in Gulf Breeze that is an example of how it should be done, but Gulf Breeze is flat. They don't have a bluff to build on, so ours is going to be much more expensive, I think, if you want to maintain a boardwalk on an area such as that.
Okay, the design and community input phase will begin this year. It will likely include a mix of repairing and removing boardwalks. That's the latest information on the bluff project.
All righty. And the state of Florida is being sued over its attempt to ban DEI on college campuses. The ACLU of Florida announced yesterday it filed a federal lawsuit challenging Senate Bill 266 on behalf of six professors. The law passed in 2023 bans colleges and universities from funding DEI programs. The ACLU, though, says that the law curtails academic freedom and violates the First Amendment. University of Florida political science professor Dr. Sharon Austin is the lead plaintiff. She says the lawsuit is about preserving the right to learn and teach without political interference.
Okay, 617, News Radio 92.3. Okay, what do you think about the predictions here? Now, just give me your personal feelings about this.
All right.
There's a possibility of 1 to 2 inches of snow. Are we going to get that?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be more like an icy mush that is the Floridian equivalent of snow.
Ah.
Maybe someone under the influence would think it's snow.
Bad weather moving in all over the place, and especially on Monday. When will the snow is on Tuesday? They're thinking it would affect yes. Tuesday's weather.
Right? Yes. Looking at Tuesday, actually, on our because we have little little photos here to kind of depict what the day is supposed to look like, and it does show snowflakes, like snow flurries, wintry mix on Tuesday and into Tuesday night. Doesn't show that on Monday, though. It's all Tuesday.
Okay. Bad weather, of course, in the Washington area on Monday. President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance will be sworn into office indoors on Monday due to dangerously cold temps. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
I'm just off the phone with somebody who works for the president-elect, a source familiar who confirms that the swearing-in and the inaugural address will happen inside the U.S. Capitol Dome. And then President-elect Trump is confirming on Truth Social that everything else is going to move into Capital One Arena. We knew that on Sunday there was going to be a Capital One Arena rally with J.D. Vance speaking, Donald Trump speaking, the Village People and Kid Rock were going to perform. Now that is going to be a viewing party for a lot of the folks that are in town, but that seats about 20,000 or fewer of the attendees. That is a much smaller crowd than they would be expecting on the entire National Mall.
All righty, 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got hundreds of South Florida law enforcement officers from several precincts like Miami Beach, Sweetwater, and Coral Gables. They're heading to the nation's capital this weekend to help with inauguration security. The reason why they're doing that and just how many people are being sent, details on that stuff and more, coming up. Gotta wait after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. There it was, just that typical little old disc jockey at G100 in Mobile, Alabama. There I was, minding my own business. Tour bus pulls up in the front door. We were on St. Louis Street, right across from the Federal Building. Out stepped the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
And 1,000 young 12 to 17-year-old young ladies.
Yeah, chasing them.
It was totally something out of a movie.
Well, and the thing is, before this hour even began, I told you I had a Bay City Roller song, and you started singing that one. I'm like, man, that one's way better. It's Friday. Come on, what am I thinking?
That was their staple song. Anyway,
I think it's the only song that I knew by them that I recognized myself.
Grew out of Scotland, Bay City Rollers, and look at you people out there. You're shaking your head. You know who I'm talking about. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay, we were talking about tips a few minutes ago. I want to make sure I don't forget about this and go, oh, it was a senior moment. Not going to claim it today. The size of tips continuing to shrink, and it's called tipping fatigue. Customers want a tip for a job well done, but they don't want to be told what they should be tipping. It's the tipping pressure creating this counterculture of people wanting to tip less. Taking it personally here, I guess. The tipping expectations of restaurant industry workers varied, with more than one-third of respondents reporting 15% tips were the minimum percentage. 28% expected patrons to give them 14%. 11% looked for 20%. 8% wanted 18%. It found the overall tipping average for restaurants came in at 18%. I'm a good tipper. I've worked in the service industry before.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to have to pay bills. And so I do, not accordingly. If the service is bad, I will still give them 15%.
That's as low as you go.
And if it's good, I'll tip them well over 20. Mm. But again, it's give me the service.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
That's it. I mean, I'll be more than happy to reward you for the service, but you got to do it. You got to do your job. You absolutely do. Hey, listen, after a series of leaks, the last one was 100% right. We talked about this, and I was questioned you because you do play video games.
Yes.
Nintendo announced its next console on Thursday, and here's what we know so far.
A trailer showing off the Nintendo Switch 2, the successor to their popular home and on-the-go console, the Switch, coming to social media Thursday. The trailer shows updated USB-C ports, a sturdier kickstand to hold up the console when it's undocked, and is physically bigger, trading in the track that clicked the controllers, known as Joy-Cons, in to a magnetic system. It promises to be mostly backwards compatible, meaning most of the games you bought previously for the first Switch will play on this new console. In the trailer, it seems to show a nice in the Mario Kart series, the long-running racer that takes Nintendo characters and pits them in wacky races against each other. Nintendo promises a direct social media look in April with following world tour for players to get their hands on the equipment. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
All right, just past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not much going on the roads. Minor congestion here and there, but nothing that's going to hold you up for too long. Just quick rundown of the weather for the next 3 days. Right now, 58 degrees, low of 57. Going to have rain coming in this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy day, obviously, throughout the bulk of your Saturday. High of 69, low of 45. Sunday, last but not least, it's going to be dry, high of 53, low of 24. That's when we're going to see that cold front really start to kick in and send us into overdrive on Monday and Tuesday.
Would you repeat that again, 24?
Yes, Sunday's low is 24.
Is that real temperature or feel-good wind chill factor?
No, that is not accounting for wind chill.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'll run that through the calculator.
So on Sunday night, literally brace yourself.
Yeah, we've got this wind chill calculator over here. I'll run that through in a minute. LA officials detail actions to prevent and prosecute insurance fraud. Remember, we have a lot of like price gougers here after hurricanes, things like that. Insurance fraud, people boosting the prices up. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
LA County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announcing a strike team to protect wildfire victims from insurance fraud.
Justice will be swift and justice will be significant. If you want to take advantage of people in their lowest moments, people who have suffered the tragedy of losing homes.
California Department of Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara expanding a mandatory one-year moratorium on insurance non-renewals and cancellations to more impacted areas.
This includes Palisades, Eaton, and now Hearst, Lydia, Sunset, and Woodley.
Noting State Farm is pausing all non-renewals for all LA County consumers with pending non-renewals or cancellations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A guy named Josh Altman. You might have seen him. Have you ever seen a cable show about millionaire Los Angeles real estate show? They sell million-dollar properties. Josh Altman was asked earlier today, and I picked this up when I was monitoring KNX in Los Angeles. He was on in an interview, and he says, 75% of the Palisades will not return.
Really?
People were undervalued their insurance levels. They can't come back.
God, that is just terrible.
It is horrible.
South Florida, I hinted at this before the break. South Florida law enforcement heading to the nation's capital this weekend to help with inauguration security. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says they're sending 52 officers to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He says they're bringing equipment like headgear, boots, and special socks since they'll be out in the cold elements. The department, but it seems like now Trump himself is going to be inside. So hopefully when that's going on, they'll be able to warm up a bit. The department will lean on the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office and FHP to help here at home with the Wheels Up, Guns Down campaign this holiday weekend. And there's multiple counties that are sending some sort of security presence to this whole shindig.
Well, they should.
Yeah, understandably.
They absolutely should. It's going to be very interesting, especially here as we do the news wheel and we spin it starting Monday, because all of the different variables are going to start to go into play.
Right.
In other words, we will be monitoring really beginning Sunday. We will watch our monitors, and we'll be on call. Everybody's got an all-hands-on-deck call for Monday. With the coverage coming in from Washington, we will be all over that. We will have starting off the day with Andrew and David in the mornings, and then Steve Taylor picks it up. We come moseying in for the afternoons. But we are all hands-on, and I guarantee you, the most accurate information will be coming away on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you there.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Israel's cabinet approves a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza, calling for the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a pause in the deadly 15-month war with Hamas. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Tel Aviv.
The first phase calls for about 1,000 Palestinians to be released from Israeli jails, while 33 Israeli hostages are free. The deal executes after noon on Sunday, with as many as 4 women released from Gaza captivity. American hostages are scheduled to be released in subsequent waves.
Aid trucks are also poised to enter war-torn Gaza. Incoming cold weather forcing a change from Monday's presidential inauguration.
It's going to be inside the Capitol Rotunda for the first time since Ronald Reagan, the president-elect, playing forecaster on Truth Social, saying there's an Arctic blast sweeping the country. I don't want to see people hurt or injured in any way.
It's Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Bitcoin rejoined the crypto rally today on the heels of reports that President-elect Trump could release an executive order making crypto a national priority after the day of his inauguration. The price of the flagship crypto was last higher by more than 3% at nearly $105,000, according to Coinmetrics. Stocks soared today as Wall Street notched its first weekly gain of the new year. The Dow was up 334, the S&P 500 gained 1%, and the NASDAQ was up 291 points. Celsius Holdings will pay a $3 million civil fine to resolve charges it accounted improperly for stock-based award, according to the SEC. The agency saying Celsius mishandled its accounting in 2021 for stock-based compensation expenses. U.S. crude oil futures for February just above $78 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. It's time for some NFL division round weekend picks. I like the Texans as 8-point underdogs to cover the spread but lose to the Chiefs. Give me the Lions laying the 9 points as I have them beating the Commanders by 10. I see the Rams putting up a fight against the Eagles, so I'll take the 6.5 points, but Philly wins. And finally, Buffalo is a 1.5-point underdog at home to the Ravens, and I like the Bills to win the game outright. I hope you enjoy the games, everybody. I'm Zach Gelb.
When your little one has a cold with a fever, try new DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever. It's the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever offers fast, effective cold and fever relief for kids ages 6 and up with a delicious grape flavor that kids love. New DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever will help them feel better fast so they can get back to the fun stuff quickly. New DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola with special sale pricing on selected Bernina and Burnett machines through January 21st and free online classes with the purchase of a Baby Lock machine through January 28th. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy. So my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. I could just probably let that thing slide and just keep on playing, but we're not. But I've just, the Bee Gees were great.
That's my favorite Bee Gees song, and with how many great hits they had, that should tell you something.
Just absolutely, an amazing band. I remember the first track back in the late 60s was Holiday, the Bee Gees did. And just sad how that the whole thing kind of unfolded for that family, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, great track. Thanks, great memories. 6:37, News Radio 92.3, and we're having an excellent Friday evening, getting you ready for the weekend. Austin will be around with a weather update. You'll like, and then you'll hate it, and then you'll like it. I guarantee you. You'll see what I'm
like
talking about.
Like a toxic relationship.
About in just a second here. Hey, Major Insurer has pulled its Super Bowl ad. Michelle Polino has an explanation for us.
The devastating fires in Los Angeles have prompted State Farm to pull its Super Bowl ad this year, shifting focus to supporting California wildfire victims instead. A spokesperson told The Hollywood Reporter, in the midst of this tragedy, our focus is firmly on providing support to the people of Los Angeles. We will not be advertising during the game as originally planned. State Farm has been a regular Super Bowl advertiser in recent years with cameos by celebrities like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Fox, which is broadcasting this year's Super Bowl, is already sold out of ad inventory but has a wait list for cancellations. So State Farm's slot will be filled quickly. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Isn't State Farm the one that has the guy on the insurance guy, and then he has
Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, that's right. Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, that's him.
Poor Jake's going to get cut off of this one, isn't he? Not going to get those residuals.
Yeah, you know that because I'm assuming they say that they said that State Farm does it every year. So I'm assuming he's already been in a Super Bowl commercial. I don't know for sure.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
It's nonetheless, he's probably thinking, I had an opportunity to, at the very least, be in a commercial for another Super Bowl, and I didn't get it. That's a bummer.
Listen, Jake is set for life. He's getting.
They've been with him for years.
Well, every time those spots roll. Jake's getting some money off of that.
Good for him.
Okay, professional athletes are increasingly sharing their faith with fans. Now, here's a good story.
This is true, yeah.
It really is. Lauren Green has more.
When Ohio State and Notre Dame battle it out on Monday, no matter who becomes the national champion, you get the feeling from the players that faith will be the ultimate victor. Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard after their semifinal win against Penn State.
Shoot, I just started trusting the Lord. I looked up and said, Jesus, whatever your will is for my life, I trust it 100%. And I know this offense and this team trust in Jesus and his plan for this season.
Experts say there's a growing trend for athletes to share their faith with fans. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes says 90% of teams also have chaplains or spiritual guides to help players deal with the pressures of competing. In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Told you it was a good story.
That is. That's a very wholesome story. Also, you had mentioned the Super Bowl earlier, so I wanted to kind of go back to the NFL scene. Miami Dolphins hosting the first ever NFL regular season game in Spain. The league announced on Friday that the Dolphins will play a... what? You had a gasp there.
Spain. I mean, just...
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, I'm surprised they haven't gone to Spain yet.
Really?
Especially with them trying to open their horizons a bit. The league announced earlier today the Dolphins will play a home game at Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid next season. Miami Vice Chairman, President, and CEO Tom Garfinkel said there's a hunger for football in the country, and they are proud to help grow the game internationally. Earlier this week, of course, it was announced that the Colts will host a game in Germany, while last week it was revealed that the Jaguars, Browns, and Jets will all host games in London this year. And just to toss another one in there, remember we touched on last regular season, Packers and Eagles, two green teams, were playing in Brazil.
How about that?
So I'm surprised Spain was that low on the list.
We know we had a nice young lady on the show yesterday, Emily Echeverra. Remember, she was with mm-hmm. the Council on Aging in West Florida. They are in desperate need, folks, of space heaters to give out to seniors in need right here in our area.
We have been getting tons of calls into our office about seniors who are asking if we have any heaters that we can distribute. And at this time, we do not. We had a big donation of about 200 from a very generous donor earlier this season, and they were gone within a day once we got them, and without us having to really promote. It's just the word gets out.
All right. Echeverra says they are accepting donations of heaters and, of course, cash to purchase additional heaters. You can contact their Pensacola office for more information.
All right. And the feds are not happy with Elon Musk's private spaceflight company. That's quite a change of pace. Their rocket exploded yesterday shortly after liftoff in Texas, and the FAA is requiring SpaceX to perform what they call a mishap investigation. There are also reports of public property damage as pieces of the spaceship were seen falling from the sky. The feds must approve SpaceX's final report before another launch can happen.
All right. Just remember, traffic flow problems will continue in Gulf Breeze. FDOT reporting, in addition to the ongoing road widening and stormwater infrastructure project along Gulf Breeze Parkway and onto eastbound Highway 98. Users of the Garson Point Bridge will have maintenance work to endure with until the latter part of 2025. And I'm sitting here thinking, I would probably think FDOT would not be working on Monday. This is not an official statement, folks.
Yeah, you're spitballing here.
I'm thinking about, because of the weather and the extreme lows, to having those crews out there, especially on the bridge, if that's not going to happen. So just keep it on News Radio 92.3. We'll monitor this for you. Make sure you'll have the latest updates on the Garson Bridge situation.
All righty. And despite the TikTok ban being upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, one tech expert says social media users, especially kids, are already ahead of the game. Cyber expert Alan Crowett says that policing the internet and social media is nearly impossible for the government. He says kids are already working around Florida's law that's prohibiting children under 14 from joining social media. Yeah, with such a vast landscape, I can't imagine that it's impossible to find a loophole somehow. And kids nowadays, if they love social media enough, they'll find a way to make it happen.
Don't forget about that. I almost let this slip by here. Ice Flyers in action tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Facing Fayetteville. It's a 3-game series. Tonight, the Peanuts gang on the ice make their return to the hangar. Another fun night with friends and family. Tomorrow is Wiener Dog Races, and Sunday fans can get those tickets discounted. So puck drops 7:05 this evening and just about 25 minutes from right now. Tomorrow night, 7:05, 4 o'clock in the Bay Center on Sunday.
All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got some minor congestion if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Airport Boulevard, but it's very minor, so nothing to really panic about. Outside of that, everything else on the streets looking aight. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 58 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be rainy, high of 69, low of 45. Sunday's going to be dry, but the downside is that it's going to be a high of 53 and a low of 24. And as you and I discussed earlier, Chris, I don't believe that is accounting for any wind chills.
I got to go to that calculator and get this. Before we get off the air, I'm going to jump on the calculator here and figure out what the wind chill is.
That should be fun.
For 24 degrees. You don't know the wind speed is, do you?
No. It doesn't say it.
We'll figure that out. Okay, listen, Waterfront Mission, they're always doing something interesting for the community. On Thursday, they celebrated the reopening of a newly remodeled transition that provides a place for men in the outreach of organization's recovery program. This is helping these individuals just get back on their darn feet. The Nehemiah House, 2-bedroom house behind Waterfront's thrift store over on Haines Street, is one of several transition homes the mission operates. The goal is to give the men who complete the program a very clean start, rightly so. Good luck to those folks.
Absolutely. And Chris, you and I, we here at Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, you and I always, but especially you, be having the background for it, we've mentioned an interest in preserving the environment, nature, so on and so forth. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Well, Florida lawmakers, apparently they're on a similar path as we are because they're trying to create more protections for state parks. Republican Representative John Snyder filed a House bill yesterday that would prevent development in those state parks. It's similar to a measure in the state Senate. The proposals are being introduced after the Florida Department of Environmental Protection released a controversial plan known as the Great Outdoors Initiative. Governor Ron DeSantis eventually paused a plan that would have built golf courses and lodging at 9 state parks. The newest bills will go up for discussion when the next state legislative session begins in March.
Okay, let me take you out to the other coast here real quick. We haven't mentioned much about the fires in the Pasadena area. Crews in L.A. improve really a lot today. They've improved containment on wildfires, and the reason being those winds have really died down out there. More than 80,000 still under evacuation orders. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
LA officials asking the tens of thousands still under fire evacuation orders to be patient as hazardous materials teams and cadaver dogs search leveled neighborhoods.
If you haven't been out there, it literally looks like a bomb dropped.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna noting there's debris and that burned slopes may be unstable.
Our people, along with all of our partners, are doing the best job that they possibly can.
The city's disaster relief centers aiming to help victims apply for aid. The Palisades fire, 22% contained, and the Eaton fire, 55% contained as of Thursday night. The cause is still under investigation, with the National Weather Service warning dangerous fire conditions could return to the region next week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, 6:48 here. Around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your stock numbers. Just to give you one last reminder, Wall Street closed higher to notch its first weekly gain of the new year. At the closing bell, the Dow rose 334 points to 43,487. S&P 500 added 59 points to 59,96. And the NASDAQ gained 291 points to 19,630.
Okay, odd fellows. I could frame the story with that. Oddfellows.
All righty.
What the heck are you talking about? Well, New York City Mayor Eric Adams and President-elect Donald Trump. Would you agree that's kind of
an odd pair? Yeah.
Well, the good NYC mayor went down to Mar-a-Lago, met with President-elect Trump, and Nat Foy has more from West Palm Beach.
Trump continues working across the political aisle. Just days ago, he hosted Democratic Senator John Fetterman. Today, the Democrat mayor of New York City. And the meeting comes amid the backdrop of Adams' legal problems. Trump has said he'd consider giving Adams a pardon for federal corruption charges. Adams told Fox News Trump, quote, understands the challenges of an overzealous action. Adams is also signaling he'll do what he can to work with Trump on immigration and border security.
Those who violate their privilege to be in this country by committing a serious violent act should not be in our country.
According to the mayor's spokesman, quote, Mayor Adams has made quite clear his willingness to work with President-elect Trump and his incoming administration.
All righty. Well, it's good to hear that we've got some diplomacy whenever we get the chance to learn about it. Speaking of Trump, I'll touch on this very quickly here because this is a pretty hefty story nationally. Georgia Supreme Court dismissing 6 counts for Trump and his allies in the state's 2020 election interference case. The 3-judge panel wrote that the indictment fails to include enough detail to sufficiently apprise the defendants of what they must be prepared to meet so that they can intelligently prepare their defenses. Did you get all that?
Yes, I'm following you.
Trump faced 3 of those 6 charges, which involved his pressuring Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to win him the 2020 election.
Okay, I'm going to calculate this for you. Now, the temperature was, would we say, 24 degrees?
Sunday night's low is 24.
Okay, wind speed is 12 miles per hour. Your feel-good temperature, 12 degrees.
Wow, cuts it in half, literally.
12 degrees. There you go.
My goodness.
Told you it was going to get chilly.
Yeah, just a tad.
Let me tell you, we need to go back to the 4 P's here. Just remind you, for one thing, those pipes, make sure you leave those trickling amounts of water through your pipes.
Mm-hmm.
They will freeze on you. Don't do that. Get your pets in, get your plants, get the people in, check on the retired people, maybe your neighbor. It's a good idea. You got a neighbor who's a senior citizen, maybe you're living alone. Go check on them. You okay in there?
Yeah, just knock on the door.
Get out of here. I'll shoot you.
Yeah, if the mic didn't pick that up, right. Chris just knocked on our table.
Knocking on the Farmica. But anyway, The two unlikely friends there, they met in West Palm Beach.
Huh.
Pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. All righty, 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we touched a little bit earlier this week on some musical talents fixing to collaborate for a benefit concert regarding the LA wildfires. And we've got some more details on that, the lineup, what all it entails, so on and so forth. Coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Piedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rates for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
88 unread emails? Okay. New credit card? Delete. Congratulations, you've just won. Goodbye. COVID-19 news and delete. Wait, learn about treatment options for COVID-19. Know and go. Okay, kind of catchy. Know that oral prescription treatment options are available for COVID-19 if you're at high risk. And go see your doctor if you experience symptoms or test positive. And forwarding that to mom.
Talk to your pharmacist or doctor if you or a loved one gets COVID-19. Know and go. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Chicago. That's when you hear that song, you probably realize it's pretty close to 7 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Well, and also, I don't think we're going to be in many parks this weekend. Rainy Saturday, frigid Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal out there. Please protect yourself, especially, as I mentioned to you before, wind chill factors. This is based at 24 degrees, 12 miles per hour wind. That's what they're calling for on
Tuesday. Sunday night.
Sunday, yeah, exactly. So 12 degrees, that's what it feels like. That's what your body will feel like at 12 degrees with this temperature like it is. So,
not ideal.
So there you go.
Well, since you mentioned that, I hate to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But you talking about that, and with it being 6:55, it was just too poetic of an opportunity. 58 degrees, low of 57 tonight. And then, yes, tomorrow going to be a bit warmer, quote-unquote, high of 69, low of 45, with rain throughout the bulk of your Saturday. And then, as we just now said, Sunday, high of 53, low of 24 with the wind chills. That would be miserable. Looking at the roads, it's looking all right.
Okay. Federal government suing Pepsi over illegal practices. Mm. Yeah, I knew you're getting here. Hillary Barsky has more.
The Federal Trade Commission claims that PepsiCo has engaged in illegal price discrimination by giving unfair price advantages to a big box retailer at the expense of other vendors and consumers. The benefiting customer was not named, but sources tell Reuters it was Walmart. The FTC says PepsiCo's practices included making promotional payments to Walmart, but not to large grocery chains or independent convenience stores. The move forced many Americans to pay inflated prices for Pepsi's products unless they shopped at Walmart. PepsiCo strongly disputes the FTC's allegations. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. Tickets for the Fire Aid benefit concert go on sale this coming Tuesday, as many of music's biggest stars are coming together to raise funds for fire relief in L.A. Billie Eilish and Phineas, Dave Matthews and John Mayer, Earth, Wind & Fire, appropriately, Gracie Abrams, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Joni Mitchell, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga are among those who will perform. The concert will take place simultaneously at two different venues, and of course, those won't be in our neck of the woods, but the show can also be streamed on platforms including Netflix and Tudum, apparently, whatever that is, Paramount Plus, YouTube, and more.
Yeah, it kind of concerns me if you don't know what that is.
Oh, really? You know what that is?
No, I don't have a clue.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying, because you're pretty much up to speed on this.
Yeah, I'm in the in crowd.
There you go. I guess.
Yeah, relatively.
Here's something you need to take care of. It's coming up pretty fast here. A homestead exemption will help homeowners here in Florida save money on property taxes. Yes, it does. I can hold my hand up and say, yep, it sure does. You have until March the 1st to apply for homestead exemption and provide evidence. So you got to provide evidence. This is part of it. Evidence of ownership, your social security number, date of birth, as well as proof of Florida residency. You got to have all that even before you apply. So if you don't have it, don't even apply.
Yes.
They hold you to it.
And earlier,
hardliners.
And earlier this afternoon, since I just mentioned something wholesome to come from these blazes in L.A.,
throw us in the gutter. Go ahead.
Mentioned this earlier this afternoon. Bruce Willis thanking first responders for their work in the California wildfires in a rare public appearance. Of course, his wife posted a video on Instagram showing it, but shaking their hands with the LAPD and everything. But his family said he was diagnosed with dementia and he retired from acting in 2022. But you even mentioned, Chris, just to add to the good news here, he seemed to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you
good
know,
condition.
In dementia, when you have dementia, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, they call kind of racking with similar effects.
Right.
And let me just tell you this. You have good days and you have bad days.
Right.
So he was having an excellent day because I saw the footage.
That's great.
And because after hearing the doom and gloom that we've been fed from people, and like, oh, he's not good. You can't even talk. No. He looked good. He was in good spirits. Good for Bruce Willis. What a great actor he was.
Yeah, so that's, as I said, very wholesome as part of our little sign-off here as we start to drift into your weekend. But I'll also touch on this as well. A jury handing a U.S. Navy veteran a win in a defamation lawsuit against CNN. A 2021 report suggested that Zachary Young exploited Afghans by charging unreasonable fees to be evacuated after the U.S. military withdrew from the country. The Florida jury awarded Young $5 million after the 9-day trial. Young, a security consultant, said the CNN story damaged his business and reputation.
Okay, early voting beginning tomorrow with the special primary election being held, of course, on Tuesday, January 28th. The general election schedule is going to be set for go Tuesday, April 1st. The number of early voting sites here in Escambia County has been reduced from 10 to 7. This is for the special primary election. No early voting sites will be offered in Century, the University of West Florida, or Brownsville. So take care of that. As I know Robert Bender was saying earlier today when we were talking to him, get out there and vote this weekend.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.